الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives insan moments and opportunities for insan to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind in his daily life becomes neglectful and unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he drifts far and far away from his objective that he was sent for in this world. And the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent each and every one of us is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah ta'ala has created each and every one of us for a purpose. And that purpose is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But mankind becomes neglectful of this and unmindful of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down reminders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down opportunities. And one such opportunity and one such reminder is this Mubarak month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has given us, is such a Mubarak and a blessed month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many, many opportunities in this Mubarak month for insan to leave his life of disobedience and bring about a life of the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a month that from the beginning of Rajab, which was 2 months away, we have been hearing the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach and see this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So desirous Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to experience this month of Ramadan. And the dua that we have been reciting also, that Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. This is also a Masnoon dua. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such eagerness. It shows and highlights the importance and the greatness of this Mubarak month. That, O Allah, keep me safe for the month of Ramadan. And not only that, wa sallim Ramadan li, and keep Ramadan safe for me also. The month of Ramadan will come and the month of Ramadan will pass also. But whether a person is able to gain the maximum benefit from this Mubarak month, that was also a desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on the one hand, I must be healthy, and I must be able to take maximum benefit from the Mubarak month of Ramadan, but together with that, it must be such that Ramadan mustn't come and go, and I am not able to gain maximum benefit from it. So that's the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring about and take maximum benefit of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We find that the month of Ramadan is such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem has mentioned the hadith that the doors of Jannah are open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. And this is such a Mubarak month wherein the rebellious shayateen are tied up. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that thalathatun la turadu da'watuhum. There are three categories of people whose dua is not rejected. One category is as-sa'imu hatta yuftir, the fasting person till he makes his iftar. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Mubarak month of Ramadan such that insan is left with no excuse. Insan is left with no excuse whatsoever for not taking maximum benefit from this. Many a times a person is tempted by his nafs and shaitan, and he becomes a slave to it, and he follows into his temptations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such now that the rebellious shayateen are tied up. Those shayateen that tempt a person and turn a person away from his objective and his goal. So if this is taking place now, then insan is left with no excuse. Many a times we find that despite the shayateen being tied up in the month of Ramadan, a person still commits sin, still breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the explanation behind this is this, that on the one hand, the hadith mentions that only the rebellious, the main shayateen are tied up. Perhaps there are smaller shayateen that are still not tied up. But the other more broader explanation is this, that a person throughout the year, he always follows whatever his desires tell him, whatever his heart tells him to do, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without reflecting and without pondering, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this Mubarak month of Ramadan has come, but the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become part and parcel of his life. He has become so accustomed to breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even when this Mubarak month of Ramadan has come, now he finds it difficult to stay away from it. So this is a changing point for us. And this is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that to fight our nafs, to fight our desires, and bring about a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in the month of Ramadan, to fight your temptation will tell you one thing, but the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else. To always fight the temptation and go with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed and has ordered us. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us that the du'as are accepted there many times during the day and during the night, wherein du'as are accepted, and there are certain moments when guaranteed a person's du'as are accepted. So this is a month of tawbah and month of reflection and pondering, that throughout the year, what orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have broken, how far have I drifted away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bring about those changes in a person's life. Also, friends and elders, this is the month of Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is a month for us to rekindle and make that attachment with the Qur'an Majid. We find that this Mubarak month of Ramadan was such that even great muhaddis, great scholars of deen, like Imam Malik rahmatullah Ali, it is mentioned that he used to teach hadith, the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid al-Nabawi. But when the month of Ramadan approached, then he used to advise his students also that the month of Ramadan now we will dedicate it solely and only to the tilawat of the Quran and Majid. Like that, it is also mentioned regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that during the month of Ramadan, he used to make it his habit that every Ramadan he used to make 2 khatams of the Quran daily. 60 khatams in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also, when this month of Ramadan came, then they should engage the entire day in the tilawat of the Quran and Majid. Even in closer times also, Hazrat Mawlana Khalim Ahmad Saranpuri rahmatullah Ali, it was his habit that in the month of Ramadan, from the time of after Fajr, right till the time of Dhuhr, he should not entertain any person, and he devoted that time completely for the recitation of the Quran and Majid. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah Ali, that for 42 years, he used to complete every Ramadan, he completed 30 khatams of the Quran and Majid in the month of Ramadan, for 42 years. That was one khatam of the Quran daily for a period of 42 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. If a person, for Hufaz is easy, person cannot manage that amount, then let us make an intention that at least the bare minimum, let us ensure that the Mubarak month of Ramadan comes, we at least complete one khatam of the Quran and Majid. One juice daily, bare minimum, let us try ensure that we do that. And if we manage more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq also. So friends, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan, it is for us to make dua, it is for us to engage in tilawat al-Quran al-Majeed, it is for us also to ensure that we perform our farz salah with jamaat in the masjid. And together with that, to increase in it. This is the month wherein the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are limitless, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to give off from His limitless treasures. A person does a nafil act, he'll get the reward of his sunnah. A person does a sunnah act, he'll get the reward of a fard. And a person does a fard act, he will get the reward of 70 faraid. So this is a month of great opportunities. You have to take maximum benefit from this. Friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this. On the one hand, the various opportunities, the various rewards. But together with that, on the one hand, to capitalize as far as ibadah is concerned, but to also stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem says, mentioned the hadith that رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. That there are many a fasting person, the entire day they spend it fasting, and this year Ramadan will be, major portion of Ramadan will be in summer, in the heat. They will experience all the difficulty. They will go through all the qurbani and sacrifice, but they will earn no reward from it. On the one hand, so much of reward is promised in a person fasting, and the more difficulty a person goes through, the more reward he will get. But the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that many a fasting person, they will earn nothing from their fast except hunger. They will not get any reward. So what is the reasoning behind it? What is the meaning behind this? That a person keeps that fast, but he only abstains from food and drink. He does not abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a fasting is not just to abstain from food and drink, but our entire body has to fast, and our entire body has to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will end up with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon the minbar. Every step Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed upon the minbar, he said, Ameen. The first step, Ameen. Second step, Ameen. Third step, Ameen. Sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we saw you doing something we haven't seen you doing before. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when I climbed upon the first step of the minbar, Jibreel Ameen came to me. And Jibreel Ameen made a dua and said that curses be upon that person. Curses be upon that person of my ummah, who this month of Ramadan comes and he fails to gain the maghfirah, he fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lets this month pass by like every other month passes by. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when opportunities came to even curse enemies, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not curse the enemies. But yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen, to the dua of Jibreel, that the person, he is cursed, he is doomed, he is destructed. Such a person who lets his month of Ramadan pass by and he does not take maximum benefit from it, he does not gain forgiveness, he does not bring about a change in his life. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us. It is such a severe warning. We make Allah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity of witnessing the entire month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us to gain maximum benefit from the Mubarak month of Ramadan and bring about a complete change in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.